Hello.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Court has adjourned for the weekend in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. Next up for the prosecution, former Trump fixer Michael Cohen. Trump is charged with falsifying documents to reimburse Cohen for payments to Stormy Daniel to hide Trump's alleged affair ahead of the 2016 election. ABC's Aaron Kutursky says today's testimony focused on texts and documents setting up Cohen's testimony.
These witnesses aren't talking much about the substance of what they're showing the jury, but just to show things to the jury. And then on Monday, we'll get to Michael Cohen.
Today, the UN General Assembly voting to grant new rights and privileges to Palestine, urging the Security Council to make Palestine a member. It comes as Israel moves forward with military operations in Rafah to fight Hamas. And the family of Beach Boys legend Brian Wilson say he's now under a court conservatorship with his manager in charge following his dementia diagnosis. This is ABC News. The bodies of two skiers killed in an avalanche in Utah have been recovered.
The two bodies were recovered on Friday morning. Conditions near Little Cottonwood Canyon in the Wasatch Mountains of Salt Lake County deteriorated on Thursday, forcing recovery teams to call off the effort to retrieve the bodies of the two skiers. It's a rough backcountry area. The avalanche, several feet deep and a couple of hundred feet wide. One skier was able to dig himself out safely. The two others, 23 and 32 years old, could not escape. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Officials in Seattle say the city will have a new space for people to recover and receive treatment for nearly 24 hours after they overdose on drugs, including on fentanyl. The center is scheduled to open in mid-2025 and will be run by a homelessness and substance abuse nonprofit. In the first 4 months of this year, emergency crews treated nearly 2,500 opioid overdoses across King County, which includes Seattle. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Tonight, lows of 44, partly cloudy, becoming clear, and north winds 5 to 10. Saturday, highs of 70, and look for sunshine. Northwest winds 10 to 15. Saturday night, clear and calm, lows of 48. And Sunday, partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms by the afternoon and evening, highs of 82. It's 70 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the U.S. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say
that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Here a turkey, there a chicken, and everywhere a duck duck. We must be talking about Chet, Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
All like that and everything and all, everything and all like that. This world is not my home, but it's a pretty good location. I know life is short, but that's another conversation. So while I got the chance, I think I'll take the time to dance and dance and dance. I'm gonna reach for the sky, yeah, while I'm alive like that and everything and all like that. I'm gonna let somebody else take care of all the worry. Changing my direction and I won't be in a hurry. I'm gonna slow it down while the world goes spinning round and round and round. I'm gonna enjoy the ride, yeah, while I'm alive like that and everything and all like that. Smart. I ain't that smart. I don't know how he did it, but I'm giving God the credit. God, how great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art. I'm gonna bait the hook and let the worm do all the fishing. Kick back on the bank and be a man without a mission. I'm gonna slow it down while the world goes spinning round and round and round. Alive like that and everything and all like that. This world's not my home, but it's a pretty good location. I know life is short, but that's another conversation. So while I've got the chance, I think I'll take the time to dance and dance and dance. I'm gonna reach for the sky, live while I'm alive like that and everything and all like that. All like that and everything and all like that. Everything and all like that. All like that and everything and all, everything and all like that.
Randy Travis with Everything and All. Before that, a little music there by Lee Greenwood with a classic hit of his, God Bless the USA. Also, still to come later this hour, we will be having an early evening news broadcast a little after 4:30, followed by our coverage of the Platteville River Valley softball game. It will be on a tape delay, but you will be able to hear that right here on WRCO FM 100.9 and online at WRCO.com.
Hey, seniors of Richland Center High School, it's time to celebrate. Congratulations on reaching this important milestone. Great job on your journey from the People's Community Bank, Scott Industries, PB Cleanup, Walsh's Ace, and WCCU Credit Union.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Boscobel's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Boscobel, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Spring is here, and Mother's Day is just around the corner. This is Darwin at Driftless Outdoors. Stop out to see us there for a great selection of outdoor furniture. Mom will be delighted with a new glider or rocker for her deck or for her porch. And we have discounts on all in-stock furniture starting now through Mother's Day weekend. Our hours are 9 to 4 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. So stop out at Driftless Outdoors, Highway 80 North, Richland Center. See you soon.
Pre-planning a funeral can often provide peace of mind, greater choice, and lower cost. This is Mark Jelenic at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home, and Seal and Houston Funeral Home. Our website, PrattFuneralService.com, has planning tools that can help you find options that are right for you from the privacy and comfort of your home. We are also available to meet with you at any time. Our promise is that the choices you make will be carried out as planned.
The one person you can count on through everything and always there when you need someone. It's your mom, and she only deserves the best. Salute this Mother's Day with a gift from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch will have a beautiful selection of hanging plants, blooming plants, fresh flowers, balloons, and gifts. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and like them on Facebook. Added Touch will be open this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
100.9 WRCO.
Stupid. WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival is May 17th and 18th. Are you ready for great food, fun, and ball games? Saturday the 18th, be sure to catch a game or two or three. The Men's Unlimited Softball Tournament will be at JC Ballpark. The Riverdale JV baseball team and the Muscadet Mudcats baseball game will play at Pickering Park. There will be several local food stands available that day. Driftless area and local Wisconsin beer sampling will be happening at Sportsman's Lounge. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or Muscadet.com for details. Thank you, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Muscadet Mini Mart, Meister Cheese, and Muscadet Protein for being proud sponsors of the festival.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Make mom smile with a special Mother's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From colorful hanging baskets and patio plants to unique yard art, beautiful fresh floral arrangements, and so much more, you're sure to find something she'll love. Can't decide? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
We extend our warmest congratulations to the outstanding seniors of Kickapoo High School. As you embark on the next chapter of your lives, congratulations from Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, WCCU Credit Union, and Julie Karen State Farm.
100.9 WRCO.
Was never really beating till you held me in your arms. And every love that didn't last, every second of my past, simply disappeared into the dark. And with that first kiss, I felt my life beginning. And the clock and the world stopped spinning. Now the magic of that moment is never ending. You made time stand still, and I'm loving every minute. Changes, a passion that is ageless. It consumes me like it did when it was new. You have led me to a place where every day's the same, and I'm always falling more in love with you. And with that first kiss,
time stands
head, take off your hat, about to say the blessing. Treat her like a lady, better get her home by 11. Put a little back, keep a little stash for them rainy days. Keep a good name, that's the way we were raised. On them main streets and track seats, we put some country miles on. Them Friday nights, wide open skies, back 40 getting wild on. Sweet by and by, I saw the light in a little white church way in the back. Grew up, grew up, grew up on that. Rich tags on the vinyl, King James on the Bible, on the dash with the subs in the back. We grew up on that. Big dreams on a dirt road with a small town sun sinking. Barbed wire, bonfires, one red light blinking. Home team, blue jeans, let her wear your jacket. Had it so good, didn't know how good we had it on. Them main streets and track seats, we put some country miles on. Them Friday nights, wide open skies, back 40 getting wild on. Sweet by and by, I saw the light in a little white church way in the back. Grew up, grew up, grew up on that.
Cigarettes and Tic Tacs, fill it up and hit the road. Passing round the Cosmo, wearing out the cell phone, make it to the beach by 10. Flip flops and lip gloss, bikini tops and cutoffs, baby, let the games begin. Girls gone wild, reality TV style, just miles and miles up those girls. Don't you know the girl's gone wild? They're looking real pretty down in Panama City. They're dancing down in New Orleans. Cancun, Cozumel, getting down and raising hell, living every bad boy's dream. Viva Las Vegas, getting outrageous, cruising down the LA Strip. They're loaded in a limo, hanging out the windows, wind it up and let it rip. Sue and Tamra, smiling for the camera. Dollar met a doctor from LSU. Allen and Amy went a little crazy, riding home, sitting on a new tattoo. Girls gone wild, reality TV style. Just the miles and miles of those girls gone wild. Breaking
town. Don't you know the girls gone wild? Girls, girls, girls gone wild.
Girls, girls, girls gone wild.
Girls, girls, girls gone wild. News on WRCO is sponsored by Jet Feed, Seed, and Such. Stop by 880 North Orange Street today and see the difference. A difference your animals will notice.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Court has adjourned for the weekend in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. Next up for the prosecution, former Trump fixer Michael Cohen. Trump is charged with falsifying documents to reimburse Cohen for payments to Stormy Daniel to hide Trump's alleged affair ahead of the 2016 election. ABC's Aaron Kutursky says today's testimony focused on texts and documents setting up Cohen's testimony.
These witnesses aren't talking much about the substance of what they're showing the jury, but just to show things to the jury. And then on Monday, we'll get to Michael Cohen.
Today, the UN General Assembly voting to grant new rights and privileges to Palestine, urging the Security Council to make Palestine a member. It comes as Israel moves forward with military operations in Rafah to fight Hamas. And the family of Beach Boys legend Brian Wilson say he's now under a court conservatorship with his manager in charge following his dementia diagnosis. This is ABC News.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens. We have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
5353. WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's early evening news, sponsored today by Seifert Realty, proudly assisting both buyers and sellers in navigating through real estate transactions, results that move you. And by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there'd be no us. And for that, they're forever grateful.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A federal judge has thrown out a lawsuit brought by Democrats that challenged Wisconsin's witness requirements for absentee voting, a ruling that keeps the law in place with the presidential election 6 months away. The rules for voting in Wisconsin are of heightened interest, given its place as one of a handful of battleground presidential states. Four of the past six presidential elections in Wisconsin have been decided by less than a percentage point, including the past two. U.S. District Court Judge James Peterson tossed the lawsuit Thursday, saying the fact that the law has stood unchallenged in one form or another since the 1960s was telling. Cuts are coming to Rockwell Automation. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the factory automation manufacturer has announced lower than anticipated sales. That's leading to a 3% reduction in its workforce. The paper says the cuts will impact the Milwaukee corporate headquarters. Prosecutors across the country maintain Brady lists of officers with a credibility problem, but there's little guidance on maintaining the lists. Wisconsin Watch says Wisconsin lacks a clear system for tracking police that are caught lying. A Wisconsin Watch investigation seeking Brady files from all 72 counties found more than 360 examples in 31 counties of current and former Wisconsin law enforcement officers who prosecutors have flagged for dishonesty or breaking the law in ways that could undermine their credibility in court. That's a small fraction of the state's 15,000 sworn law enforcement officers, but it's also an incomplete number because of the inconsistency among district attorneys in tracking the information. The lists include a Vernon County police chief who instructed a subordinate who fell asleep at the wheel and crashed his squad car to say he swerved to miss a dog. Prosecutors in two counties have said they won't charge cases involving the still-sitting Ontario police chief due to his history of dishonesty. Another 23 district attorneys said they had no names on file, though some said in response to Wisconsin Watch's inquiry that they would reach out to a local agency to update their list. Defense lawyers and law enforcement officers both say the current system can be confusing to navigate due to a lack of legal clarity. Defense attorneys say efforts to obtain information about past lying by police officers are in some instances stymied by lax record keeping or resistance to sharing information, although not in all cases. Prosecutors have a constitutional duty to turn over evidence, including evidence of anything that calls into question an officer's honesty, but there's little oversight to ensure that always happens. So far, only one state, Colorado, has attempted to create a uniform system, though law enforcement lobbyists have been working behind the scenes to change Wisconsin law to make it easier for police to be removed from Brady lists. An early morning crash sent two people to the hospital today. The Richland County Sheriff's Department received a report of a two-vehicle crash around 5:10 this morning at the intersection of County Highway Q and Jackson Drive near Boaz. The Sheriff's Department, Richland EMS, and Richland Fire Department all responded and began treating the injured parties. Based on observations at the scene and statements from those involved, it's believed that Emily Berghagen, 19, of Richland Center, was traveling southbound on Jackson Drive when she failed to stop at the stop sign at the intersection with Q. At the same time, Caden Dilley, 23, of Blue River, was traveling westbound on County Highway Q, resulting in the crash. Emily Berghagen and her passenger, Malachi Herbeck, 19, of Muscadet, were transported by Richland EMS to the Richland Hospital. Emily Berghagen admitted to consuming alcohol the night prior in early morning hours. The alcohol consumption is believed to have been a factor in the crash. The May Law of the Month for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is bicycle safety. As summer approaches, we can expect more people to be out on their bicycles. In Wisconsin, bicycles are considered vehicles on the road, so they have the same rights and obey the same laws as motorists. Bicycles are harder to see on the roads and don't have the same safety features as vehicles, so riders are at greater risk of being hurt or killed in a crash. Bicycles are involved in an average of 705 crashes every year in Wisconsin. Seven bicyclists were killed in crashes in Wisconsin in 2023, and 699 were hurt, according to preliminary data. Drivers, if you see a bicyclist, slow down. The higher the vehicle speed, the higher the likelihood a bicyclist will be seriously injured or killed in the event of a crash. Use caution. Bicycles have a smaller profile, so it is harder to judge their speed and distance. Look twice for bicycles. Many crashes happen when drivers pull out from a stop sign, turn left, or change lanes. If parking along the street, always check the side mirrors and look back before opening doors. Opening a vehicle door into the path of a bicyclist can cause them to lose balance or flip over. State law prohibits motor vehicles from driving in a bicycle lane, except to enter a driveway, merge into a bicycle lane before turning at an intersection, or enter or leave a parking space located adjacent to the bicycle lane. Bicycles have the right-of-way. State law requires drivers to stay at least 3 feet away from a bicycle. Bicyclists should wear protective gear, including a helmet. Obey all traffic laws, signs, and signals. Be aware of your surroundings. Check behind you, especially when changing lanes. Keep an eye on vehicles when approaching intersections. Watch for opening car doors. Be visible. Stay out of blind spots and use extra caution near larger vehicles like buses and trucks. State law requires bicyclists to use signals when turning or stopping. Signals may be given by a lamp or hand and an arm. Make it easier for drivers to see you, wearing reflective and bright clothing. State law requires lights and reflectors during hours of darkness. The back of a bicycle must have reflective tape or a steady or flashing red light, and a white light is required on the front. The Wisconsin State Patrol reminds drivers and bicyclists to share the road to keep everyone safe. NBC News reports a severe solar storm is expected to supercharge the northern lights today, with forecast indicating that auroras could be seen as far south in the United States as Alabama. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Space Weather Prediction Center said Thursday that a series of solar flares and eruptions from the sun could trigger severe geomagnetic storms and spectacular displays of aurora on Earth from this evening through the weekend. It is the first severe geomagnetic storm watch the agency has issued since 2005. Because strong geomagnetic storms have the power to disrupt communications and power grids on Earth as well as satellites in space, satellite and grid operators have been notified to prepare. A NASA spacecraft orbiting about 1 million miles from Earth called the Advanced Composition Explorer will help forecasters measure the solar wind and understand the timing and potential effects more precisely.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-739-4440.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Nancy Peterson, 82, of Richland Center, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held tonight from 5 to 7 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Nancy Peterson, 82, of Richland Center. Dalton M. Everson, 30, of Baraboo, died unexpectedly Saturday at home. A memorial gathering will be held Saturday from 10 to noon at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made for his daughter's further education and forwarded to his sister, Mia Everson. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Dalton M. Everson, 30, of Baraboo. Francis C. Meixelsperger, 88, of Spring Green, died unexpectedly January 14th. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, with military graveside rites conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Saturday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Francis C. Meixelsperger, 88, of Spring Green. Phyllis Joanne Kelbell, 89, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at our house in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Phyllis Joanne Kelbell, 89, of Richland Center. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center, died May 2nd from complications following a heart attack. A celebration of life will be held Monday from 3 to 6 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After highs hit the 70s today, we're dropping now to the mid-40s, with scattered showers and thunderstorms striking this evening. As a low pressure sweeps through the state, it's dragging a cold front through that's sparking these. Around a tenth of an inch of rain is likely, with some claps of thunder possible. Some small hail can't be ruled out, and winds may gust up to 40 miles per hour. The good news is, though, this system quickly pushes on out of here and clears our skies through the overnight. And this is so important because the northern lights are supposed to be visible. With a rare G4 magnetic storm and a KP index of 8, if there's too many clouds by the time you go to bed tonight, wake up early, before dawn, and check it out. Tomorrow, it'll be bright and breezy with mostly sunny skies and winds out of the northwest gusting up to 20 miles per hour as highs hit the low 70s. Tomorrow night will be clear and calm, falling to the mid-40s and a shove to some warmth for Sunday. Happy Mother's Day. We start off sunny. Winds will be whipping out of the southwest, warming us up to highs in the low 80s. Enjoy it, moms. Well deserved. But just like us kids, the weather gets feisty. Isolated showers and thunderstorms strike by the afternoon and into the evening. Clouds stick around to start the work week off with scattered showers and thunderstorms possibly spiking again in the afternoon and highs staying to the upper 60s. Much cooler. In fact, we hang on to that for a good chunk of next week. Tuesday may be dry, nice, high of 70. We put that on repeat for Wednesday with a few more clouds in the sky and become completely cloudy by Thursday with areas of rain and thunderstorms to close the week out. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a partly cloudy 71 degrees, and that is, so far, our high today, our morning low 45. Yesterday's high, 66, and that came at midnight. The barometer at 32, or excuse me, we also had received 32 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday. Record high for this day, 92 in 1934, a record low of 26 in 1983. Last year on this day, our high was 79, our low 48. Sunset today at 8:13, sunrise tomorrow at 5:42. Just a trace of precipitation early today. The barometer down to 29.76. Southwest winds at 5 to 10. Again, it's 71 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The other day, Terry and I walked from his mountaintop mansion over the ridge to see the rock outcropping that we used to hike to and sit on when we were in second and third grade. It was kind of nostalgic to see the rock that we spent time on solving all the world's problems 60 years ago. After all, we were about 7 years old at the time, and we had everything figured out. What was interesting about this trip to the rock is that it didn't seem nearly as big as it did to me when we were kids. Don't get me wrong, that rock is still a big rock. It's still a long way above everything else, and a fall from that height would probably still hurt, but it isn't quite as scary as it seemed back then. Of course, back then, I never admitted to Terry that I was scared. That's the way it is with our walk with Christ. As we mature with Christ, as we get bigger in Him, the obstacles and hard places don't seem nearly as big and ominous. God has been faithful to us through life's ups and downs. He's parted the waters of our Red Sea, and we've walked through on dry ground. He's protected us with His pillar of smoke by day and His pillar of fire by night. No longer do we look at the obstacles in our lives with fear, because we know that God is with us. So friends, be strong and courageous. God's got this, and you can trust Him.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO's Evening Sports is sponsored today by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates.
An old proverb says, no matter how long the winter, spring is sure to come. Winter is a good time to make spring plans. Plan your crops, plan your garden, plan your outdoor activities, and plan to review your insurance protection. Is it adequate? Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, offers a no-obligation review of your insurance protection. As surely as winter will become spring, you can be sure with Schwartz Insurance. Call 647-8891 and let Schwartz Insurance be a part of your spring planning.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. There's plenty of high school activities going on around the area today. And inside tonight at American Family Field, the Brewers will play game number 2 of the series against the Cardinals following last night's 7-1 win. Kristen Yelich was 3-for-4. He talked about how his back feels after coming back from the IL.
The rig got tested on the triple, and, you know, it was nice. I felt good. It was, you know, obviously DH'd yesterday, but, you know, playing a whole 9 innings after really going a month without doing it, you know, I feel pretty good after doing that, which is encouraging. And it's just nice to be back out there with the guys. You know, it's frustrating being on the IL and not being able to contribute. So just really happy to be back out there and hopefully keep it going.
St. Louis and Milwaukee, first pitch time 7:10 tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Left-handed pitcher Robert Gasser is expected to make his MLB debut when the Cardinals do battle. The Brewers acquired him with outfielder Yuri Perez and pitcher Denelson Lamet in the 2022 trade that sent star closer Josh Hader to the Padres. And the NBA has handed a 4-game suspension to Bucks guard Patrick Beverley. He's in trouble for throwing a basketball into the crowd. The decision may not affect Milwaukee because Beverley is an unrestricted free agent. Indianapolis police say detectives are investigating and the findings will be submitted to the Marion County, Indiana District Attorney's Office. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1 Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Good afternoon. afternoon and welcome to High School Sports Today on WRCO. River Valley is taking on Platteville, and we're presenting the game for you coming up in just a little bit on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The Blackhawks and the Hillmen doing battle today on the radio. We'll set the stage for high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin on the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Hi, this is Garrett. Join us now through Saturday for Vitesnik Power Sports' 50th Anniversary Spring Open House. Discover the latest models and gear up for your next adventure. Get factory rebates and Vitesnik cash up to $5,600 on select models while supplies last, or rates as low as 3.99% for 60 months with approved credit on select models. Don't miss the Spring Open House at Vitesnik Power Sports now through Saturday, Highway 14, Richland Center, celebrating 50 years of great customer service. It's what we do.
One of the most renowned track meets of Southwest Wisconsin is going on today here in our area, and Michael Hernan has more.
The Sparky Reynolds Invitational is tonight. The Sparky Reynolds Invitational is an annual track meet that is hosted by Boscobel and is one of the biggest track meets of the year. The teams participating in Sparky Reynolds are Boscobel themselves, Argyle, Belmont, Brookwood, Cashton, Cassville, Cuba City, Darlington, DeSoto, Dodgeville, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Iowa Grant, Ithaca, Kickapoo, Lafarge, Lancaster, North Crawford, Platteville, Potosi, Prairie du Chien, Richland Center, River Ridge, River Valley, Riverdale, Seneca, Southwestern, Wazika Stewart.